The contestants will be hearing the question for the very first time, and they'll have 30 seconds to answer. When the time is up, they'll all hear this sound.
And for our judges at home, make sure you have your devices handy and get ready to score your favorite answers live. During the commercial break, we randomly picked an order, and Alabama will tackle the first question.
Alabama, please come join us to the center stage and receive your question from judge number one, Allie Landry.
Hi. Hi, girls. I just first want to tell all of you, just take a deep breath and let the nerves go, right? And we're rooting for you, do you, and because this is your moment right here, okay? So let's do this. All right. So here we go. Legendary boxer Muhammad Ali passed away Friday night at the age of 74. What should be remembered most about his legacy?
I think that Muhammad Ali was obviously amazing at what he did. I just think that we should remember, you know, to go for success and do, you know, what you can to be on top. I think he lived by that, and he was so successful in his sport. And, yeah, never give up. Reach your dreams.
Thank you, Alabama. District of Columbia, please come join our center stage. For District of Columbia, judge number two, Josie, has your question.
I do. I have a question that is maybe a little bit personal and close to your heart. The Pentagon recently made the decision to open up all combat jobs to women. Now, some have questioned. Yes, great, right? Now, some have questioned whether this has put political correctness over our military's ability to perform at the highest level. What are your thoughts?
As a woman in the United States Army, I think it was an amazing job by our government to allow women to integrate into every branch of the military. We are just as tough as men. As a commander of my unit, I'm powerful. I am dedicated, and it is important that we recognize that gender does not limit us in the United States Army.
Thank you, District of Columbia. Georgia, please come join us center stage. For Georgia, judge number five, Crystal Stewart, has your question.
Hello, Miss Georgia. How are you tonight?
Doing well. How
yeah,
are you?
A little nervous? Let's get to it. Over the last 4 years, 17 states have passed stringent voting laws. Many civil rights leaders believe we are making it too difficult for people to vote. What do you think?
I think it goes back to education. I think that we need to start with the youth and teach them how important voting is. I think that if we teach them how important it is and we put that in our school systems, then it will be a lot easier for people to understand how difficult voting can be. And then we can educate everybody on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Georgia. California, please come join us center stage. For California, judge number four, Nigel Barker, has your question.
Hi there, good evening. Now, one of the biggest challenges facing the United States is social and economic inequality. How do we narrow the gap between the rich and the poor?
When it comes to social and economic equality, I think that the rich and the poor need to stop being so segregated. I think there is a middle class. I think that the rich need to...
Take a breath.
I think that the rich need to be able to be giving, and I think the poor need to work hard, and I think the middle class need to come together and find an in-between. Thank you.
Thank you so much, California. On a tough question. Hawaii, please come center stage. For Hawaii, our last remaining finalist, Laura Brown, judge number three, has your question.
Whoa, I can't hear over these people. Miss Hawaii, hello. Okay, With Hillary Clinton expected to surpass the delegate count needed to win the Democratic Party nomination, my question to you is, if the election were held tomorrow, would you vote Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump for president? And why would you choose one over the other?
I would get that, right? All I have to say, it doesn't matter what gender. What we need in the United States is someone who represents those of us who don't feel like we have a voice, those of us who want our voices heard. We need a president to push for what is right and push for what America really needs. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hawaii. Nice. Thank you to all five of our finalists. That was intense, okay? If those questions came at me, I don't know if I could have sidestepped them like that. Great work to all of our women.
To be on the spot like that with the whole country watching, that takes a lot of guts. But now it's all in the hands of the judges, both here and at home.